to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by one of my most esteemed colleagues, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. He is these days an executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security and the director of the U.S. Nuclear Strategy Forum. He has served in the past, and I believe will be serving in the future, on the Congressional Electromagnetic Pulse, or EMP, Commission. He is the author of numerous books, including Apocalypse Unknown, The Struggle to Protect America from an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe, and his newest book, Blackout Wars. Dr. Pry, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Frank.
You have been doing inestimably important work, it seems to me, Peter, raising awareness about what North Korea may have in mind in terms of a, well, catastrophic, to use your word, threat to the United States. We were talking in the previous segment with Dr. Bruce Bechtol about sort of what's going on inside the so-called Hermit Kingdom and the kinds of capabilities that they're building bring to our shores some kind of nuclear device. Talk about your theory as to what that might entail and what it might portend.
The Congressional EMP Commission, on which I served, assessed that North Korea probably has got what's called a super EMP weapon. That is a warhead, a nuclear warhead that's specialized to generate electromagnetic pulse. And the characteristics of such a warhead are that it would be small and lightweight, small enough to fit on one of their satellites. And Dr. Graham and Jim Woolsey, Graham was the chairman of the EMP Commission, Woolsey was former CIA director. They and I we've co-authored a series of articles warning that the North Korean satellites that have been orbited over us, including this KSM-4, the most recent one on February 7th, it looked like North Korea practicing nuclear EMP attack on the United States, because they pass over the United States on a trajectory that is calculated to evade our national missile defenses. And if a weapon is on those satellites, you know, we'll put an EMP field down over all 48 contiguous United States, which could cause a protracted blackout of our electric grid, the collapse of all the life-sustaining critical infrastructures, and we're not talking about a temporary blackout, but one that could last months or years. And the EMP Commission estimated that a blackout that lasted 1 year, you know, could kill up to 90% of the American population through starvation, disease, and societal collapse.
What do you make of the fact that when people listening to this hear you describe these capabilities, it may be discounted, especially given what the Obama administration persists in saying about North Korea, namely that it doesn't have the requisite, you know, sophistication and technological capabilities to produce these kinds of really mortal perils to our country?
We have written a series of articles challenging that as well. And the reason the mainstream press is not awake to these threats is precisely because of the disinformation that the White House has been putting out since 2013, which is when Kim Jong-un first started making threats to strike the United States with nuclear weapons. The White House excuse was, well, we know they've got nuclear weapons because they've tested them, and we know they've got ballistic missiles because they've tested them, and we can actually see that they've got missiles that appear to be ICBMs, but they haven't demonstrated what is called miniaturization, the ability to make a nuclear warhead small enough so that it would fit on a missile. Yet Obama's own Department of Defense has judged, as well they should, that the North Koreans mastered miniaturization a long time ago, and correctly judges that these are armed with nuclear weapons. And why is that? Because miniaturization as a difficult technological hurdle is really a myth. You know, most of the difficulty of miniaturization was mastered by the United States back in the 1950s. The problem was the electronics of the day, vacuum tubes and the like, were so big and bulky and heavy. And the microelectronics revolution was in part a spin-off of our efforts to miniaturize warheads. So the microelectronics warhead solved most of the miniaturization problem.
Peter, among the people who has, if not explicitly endorsed your theory here, certainly it would appear by their actions to have done so, is this Admiral William Gortney, the commander of Northern Command. Talk a little bit about what Admiral Gortney has said about the capacity of the North Koreans and what he's been doing to try to protect key elements of his command.
Admiral Gortney, who's the current commander of NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command, responsible for protecting North America from missile threats, has said that it's not his personal view, but that he agrees with the intelligence community assessment that North Korea can strike the United States and can do an EMP attack against the United States. And on that, and for that reason, the Department of Defense has judged that we need to spend nearly $1 billion. We're spending $700 million to further harden Cheyenne Mountain, which is one of the deep underground, it's the underground bunker inside Cheyenne Mountain that is part of NORAD's headquarters, to further harden it against a nuclear EMP attack from North Korea. And not only NORAD, but other commands as well, as Gortney said in his statement, want to move assets, want to move their critical command assets into Cheyenne Mountain because of their concern over EMP. So by their actions, the Department of Defense and NORAD are demonstrating that they are taking this threat, you know, very seriously, even though the Obama administration continues to publicly deny this threat. So there's this enormous gap that's opened up between the reality of what North Korea can do and the, what we know they can do among defense professionals and the mischaracterizations coming out of the Obama administration, which goes back, part of the reason I think that Gortney is being relieved of his command is because the administration has a history of trying to shut up those who talk too loudly about the North Korean nuclear missile threat. Back in 2013, when Obama was making his miniaturization claim that they can't reach out and strike us, the DIA was briefing Congress that, yeah, they can, that they actually have nuclear missiles. And Obama rolled out Jim Clapper, who was the director of national intelligence, who tried to get people to ignore that and said, well, there's 15 other intelligence agencies and not everybody agrees, which was extremely misleading because there's really only DIA and CIA and U.S. Air Force intelligence, and they all agree about the North Korean threat. The other parts of the intelligence agencies he's referring to are like the Department of the Treasury, Department of Commerce. They have no expertise on this.
Peter Pride, let me turn to one last question, which is if what you've said is true, and I certainly believe you're right, what could we do, if you could briefly describe what, beyond what the military is beginning to do, what could we do as a country to negate the kinds of threats that the North Koreans and perhaps others might mount against us in regards to our electric grid?
Well, we should be implementing the recommendations that the EMP Commission made back in 2008, because we know how to protect against this. We've known for 50 years that blocking devices, surge arrestors, Faraday cages can be placed on the key nodes, the key equipment within our electric grid to protect the national electric grid. It wouldn't cost that much to do it, and it doesn't even have to be done absolutely from a national level. You and I have both been working on getting the states, individual states can island their grids. And the urgency of us doing this is not just because of the North Korean threat, but this has implications for Iran, too. As you know, Iran is a strategic partner with North Korea. And one of the things that proves and that is so worrisome about Obama's so-called nuclear deal with Iran, you know, it just seems highly likely that there can be a technology transfer from North Korea to Iran of nuclear weapons technologies. One of the worrisome things that we have noted in some of our articles is that Iran has been doing the same kind of satellite launches that North Korea has done. In fact, they've done 5, whereas North Korea has only done 2.
This is not simply an abstract musing about a potential threat. This is very real, a present danger, and one that your leadership in terms of trying to remedy our vulnerability is so deeply appreciated. I hope that you will keep all that up, obviously, and also come back to us again very soon. And I hope the rest of you will do the same tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.